Now, let's get busy. Romans 11:13, let's read it again. It says, "For I speak to you Gentile." Now remember, everybody the day Apostle Paul wrote the Bible, you was a Jew or Gentile. All right? And we have to understand those are gone. In Christ, once they found out everybody's in Christ, you're no more Jews or Gentiles. All right? That was your natural identity. Once you're in Christ, you did what? You lost your natural identity. And that's what I'm trying to get you to do today, is to do what I'm asking you to do, because you don't have a natural identity anymore. And we're going to get into the mind. We're going to go right. This teaching is going to take you into the mind where Christ said in Philippians 3:2-5, let this mind be in you. Because you got to understand, you're a new creation. But you got the old mindset from the old nature. And that's why we got to get that done. We got to get that cleaned out. I'm trying to get you to do some pieces of it now. If you just bear with me, because like I said, if you do what I'm telling you to do, we want to make sure that when the Grecians came to Jesus, this is what they says in the Gospel of Matthew, Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The Grecians came to Jesus, and this is what he said to Jesus' disciples: "Sirs, we will see Jesus." That's who they want to see, Jesus. Well, he know he had to go to the cross now. Because we now want to see who? Christ. That's what you got to understand. So our job is to show the unbeliever Christ. Well, where is he? You ought to be able to jump up on that one. Because if you don't know Christ in you, come on. That is the fullness when you say Christ in you. We already know you in Christ because he put you in Christ at the cross. You were created in Christ, but now you got to get Christ in you. And the only way that's going to happen is by the gospel. And I'm preaching you the gospel of Christ. You can't get it in the gospel of the kingdom. Everything else is the gospel of the kingdom or the law. You can't get it. All right. Now, Romans chapter 11, Paul says, "For I speak to you Gentiles as much as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my office." Now, look at the next verse. "If by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might do what? Save some of them." And the only way he could get them saved was to get them in Christ. And that's what, when he found out that Christ died on the cross, he died for all men. But they had to believe. That's why when he go back to Romans chapter 10, look back at the Romans chapter 10, verse 1. So the only problem was they wouldn't believe. They would not receive. Today, they would not receive the cross. Today, they would not receive God's salvation. They won't receive him. They're waiting for the red heifer, like I told you this morning. And the red heifer are being breeded and grown in Texas. And they're growing them, taking them to Israel so they can have animal sacrifice. You don't have to take my word. You got a phone, Google. Anything I tell you, you can Google on your phone. They're raising red heifers in Texas for Israel. They're waiting for Jesus to return so they can be able to be spiritually cleansed by the red heifer. And you know what? And people who go to church every Sunday will receive that, but they won't receive the gospel of Christ. See? All right. Romans chapter 10. So when you say, I believe Jesus coming again, you have not accepted the grace of God. You are still holding on to the law like they are, because that's who they wanted Jesus to come back. They haven't accepted Christ. They're waiting on Jesus. That's what you're saying. I don't want Christ. I'm waiting on Jesus. All right. Now, I ask you a question. What's going to happen if you die before Jesus come back? That's the question. All right. Verse 1. All right. Romans chapter 10, verse 1. "Brothers, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is what? That they might be saved." Now, remember, when Paul writes something like this, he's going to tell you, remember, this book was written to the Jews. So when you get into the gospel that he gave to the Gentile, he preached grace to the Gentile. See, if you go to the Gentile, Ephesians told you by grace you are saved. See, he couldn't say that to them because they are under the law and they're still trying to keep the law to be saved. So here they said, for I bear them record, verse 2, that they have a zeal of God. They're very zealous of God, but it's not according to knowledge. You see, it's not according to knowledge. All the way through the history, Hosea 4:6 said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, you are the only people under the dispensation of grace that can say, like the Jew did in John's day, beloved, now are we the sons of God. Nobody else could ever say that. In the whole Old Testament, all the way down, Isaiah couldn't say it. Elijah, David, nobody could say they're sons of God until after the cross. And so because you died after the cross, then I like to put it this way. One time I said to the Lord, and I said, Lord, save Judas. I never forget I asked the Lord that. Can you save Judas? And the Lord showed me, if he had died the day after the cross, if he had waited and hung himself after crucifixion, he could have saved him. Just think about that. But he couldn't wait. The Bible said Judas hung himself. See, he went out and hung himself. He dove over and bursted himself up. He killed himself, committed suicide. So my point is, he saved everybody at the cross. But you got to receive salvation. You got to receive it. You got to believe it. It just don't automatically be put in your account. All right. Now, he said here, they're going about to establish their own righteousness and have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God. That's the next verse. Then verse 4 says, Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. Otherwise, nobody else can be righteous unless you receive Christ. Look at 1 Corinthians 1 and 30. So in 1 Corinthians 1 and 30, you have to understand that's who Christ is now. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, I'm headed to my message. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30. See, right now, only righteousness that you have in you now is Christ. You have no other righteousness. If you go by your own righteousness, then you're going to die and go to the lake of fire. Can't say hell no more because hell been put in the lake of fire. All right. 1 Corinthians 1 and 30, it says, but of him, see, are you in Christ Jesus? If you in Christ, whether you want to believe it or not, God put you in Christ at the cross. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us. Christ is made unto us who now? So in Christ in you is your wisdom now. Christ in you is your righteousness. Not your righteousness, but God's righteousness. Christ in you is God's sanctification. So you can't go out and look at sanctification as something you can do no more. Because that's who Christ is. Christ is God's redemption. He's already redeemed you. All right, so you have to understand, that's why we have to be thanksgiving, keep thanking the Lord. All right, now let's go to our subject, because I'm going another way here. All right, Colossians chapter number 3, verse 5. You in Corinth, Colossians chapter 3 and verse 5. This was written by Paul in prison to the Gentiles. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 5. Because he recognized they were still having some spiritual problems in their walk with God. All right. That's why he wrote the Bible in to the Gentiles. Because they had to renew their minds, things like that. Put on the whole armor of God. See, all that, things like that, is after what Christ already did. See, Christ already saved you at the cross. But he's telling you, now you got to receive it. You know what I mean? Okay, he's provided for you. That's what grace did. Provided. What did law do? Law demanded. You can tell if you're under law, always demands. Tell you what you have to do. That's law. Grace provided. You have to do one thing under grace. That's receive. Accept it and receive. Believe and receive. All right, that's the difference. All right, now, Colossians chapter 3, and we want to go... See, verse 4 just said, Christ who is our life, but we don't bow in that right now. But verse 5, it says, mortify, therefore, your members. Now, this is not asking you. It doesn't say, Earl Crump, when you get ready, if you want to, you can mortify. Listen, the Bible was written by the Holy Spirit. The Bible was given by the Holy Spirit to the Apostle Paul. He's not asking you when you feel like it or do you want to. You are resisting the Holy Ghost. See, that's what happened to the people in Acts chapter 6. Let me show it to you what we read back. Our subject, once again, is mortify the deeds of the flesh. Okay, mortify the deeds of the flesh. Colossians chapter 3, verse 5. Let me show you a verse here. Well, you got to understand something. You resisted the Holy Ghost. Let me show you what happened in Acts chapter 7. The whole chapter of Acts was given by Stephen to Israel. Acts chapter 7. You can read this sometime yourself. But when the word of God came from Stephen's, it came from Stephen from the Holy Spirit. And what had happened is, here's God's man telling them, let's look at Acts chapter number 7. Let's go down in verse number 48. See, when you harden your heart against a new covenant teaching, you're resisting the Holy Ghost. You're not resisting me. I'm just giving it. The Holy Ghost gives it to me, and I give it to you. That's all I can do. And it's already in writing in the new covenant, so you know it's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the author of the new covenant. All right? Now, Acts chapter 7, verse 48. Okay, there it is. It says, howbeit the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Well, where is the Holy Ghost? In you. Now, here it is. The Holy Ghost is in you, and you will not agree with this word. What do you think that is? That's rebelling against the Holy Spirit. See, you don't know what you're doing. You got to receive. That's why all you have to do is receive. And when you don't receive, you rebel. All right, let's move on. In verse number 49, heaven is my throne. Now remember, now Christ in you is the hope of glory. Okay, so heaven is my throne. Earth is my footstool. What house will you build me, saith the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Now we know it's in Christ, right? All right. Has not my hand, when you read Hebrew chapter 3, verse 11, it'll tell you that now your rest is in Christ. He is our rest. Has not my hand made all these things? Watch what he said to these people, because they didn't receive the word. You stiff-necked, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always do what? You resist the Holy Ghost, and your as your father did, that's what you're doing. So that's all people are doing. You're not resisting me. When you resist the word of his grace, we're going to show you in Acts chapter number 20. It's called the word of his grace. Let's keep going. It says in verse number 52, which of your fathers have you not persecuted? They have slain them, which show before of the coming of the just one. They preached to you the coming of the just one. You killed them. And he said, of whom have you now betrayals and murderers? Have you received the law by the dispensation of angels and have not kept it. God gave them the law by an angel, and they still wouldn't keep it. See, they reject. Now God given them the law from his son. Now let me show you in Hebrew chapter 11 what Paul told them in Hebrew chapter, I'm going to say 13. Let's go to Hebrew. See, Paul gave them the word, but they would not receive it. And that's my job to you. Cut it down. That's all. Just turn your volume now. All right. Now watch this in Hebrew chapter 13. Let's go down in verse number 25. Hebrew chapter 12 and verse 35. Hebrew chapter 12 and verse 25. Are we all right? Huh? All right. If I didn't say that, that's what I mean. Hebrew 12, 25. Are you there? All right, let's read it. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. See, that's what they did. So this is what Paul telling Israel. Don't refuse him that speaketh. For if they escape not, who refuse him that spake on earth. Now remember, what kind of vision you got? Remember, he spoke to Paul from heaven. All right, here we go. So Paul is telling them, look, see that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not, who refuse him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, what is Paul's vision? It's a heavenly vision. See, that's what you got to understand. It's not me you refusing. You rejecting the Holy Spirit. You won't listen to God. That's an awesome thing. That's what they did. All right. Now, let's go back to my message. Colossians chapter 3, verse 5. Colossians chapter 3. I just want you to understand what's going on when the word of God comes forth. This is not a Pastor Crump thing. You rejecting the word. You don't want the word. And that's what happened to people. Didn't want the word. That's why Israel was defeated and destroyed. Because they didn't want the word. See, I know people think the people over there right now are the Jews. Let me say something to you. The word Jews came because of an Abrahamic covenant of circumcision. The covenant of circumcision ended at the cross. That's why Paul said in Galatians 3, 27, 28, in Christ, there is no more Jews or Gentiles. Because all that ended at the cross. Now you're one in Christ. There's no more male or female. All that was old covenant. You know Jew, you know Gentile, no. But let me put it on the screen so we can see it on the screen. Galatians chapter 3. And let's look at verses number 27, 28 of Galatians. See, that's what you got to understand. So if you are in Christ, you got to know who you are. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 28. Verse 27. Because this verse also told you why you got to put on Christ. That's what I'm doing to you, man. I'm showing you. See, circumcision. Let's do this first. In verse number 27. Read. For as many of you have been baptized into Christ. This is not going to happen. So you got to understand something. This is what God did when he saved you. The word baptized means to put into. So God already put you in the Christ. Now, if you're going out here trying to get water baptized to get in Christ, you're going to die and go somewhere you don't want to be, man. Because you're rejecting what God already did for you. Nobody can be put in Christ without the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12 and 13 said, by one spirit are we all baptized into one body. You can't get in the body of Christ without that. The Spirit, you can't baptize. This is what people are being taught at churches. That they can be baptized in water and get in Christ. And you can't do it. So don't be deceived. My job is to tell you the truth. That's all I can do. All right. For as many of you as, watch this, have been. This is not going to be. You were put in Christ by the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12, 13. All right. Now watch what he's going to tell you once you're in Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. You are all one in Christ. This is what I can't understand. How can all these people be in Christ and do not want the Latino people? How can that happen? Something wrong. I said something is wrong. Don't you know that God is love? And every man that's born of God is born of love. God born every believer of love. So how can you be a believer with Christ in you and you can't love? Something wrong with that picture. That's the key you got to understand. Are you really born of God? Have you really received his love? Because you can't have a hatred against anybody. And you born of love, born of God. God lives in you and God so loved the world that he gave his only son. That whoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God sent not his son to the world to condemn the world. That the world through him might be saved. He came and saved the world and yet you can't love them. And yet you can't love them. Something's wrong. See, that's why you got to understand, everybody do not believe in the cross to be saved. There are people who believe you got to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. God raised Jesus from the dead and you shall be saved. There are people who believe you're baptized in water in Jesus' name to be saved. That is a stronghold. It's called religion. and it has to be broken. That's why I have to keep ministry. It's like a spiritual hammer. I'm going to keep beating and beating until it come down. That's why I gave you a scripture that I'm going to go to. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, chapter 4, verse 3-7. Okay, you hold on to that. All right, let's do this one more time here in Galatians chapter 3. There neither, in verse 25, put it on the screen. Did I tell you we're going somewhere else? All right, verse 25. There neither Jew nor Greek, nor bond nor free. There neither male nor female. You are one in Christ. See, that's what Christ did. Now, I'm going to go to Colossians because I want to show you that on Christ on the cross, he destroyed the old law and fulfilled it. That's how he did it, by fulfilling it. And he tore down the old wall of partition that was between Jews and Gentiles. See, that's not there anymore. But see, we today, we still want to say that, see? But we don't know what we're saying. Christ says, there's no more. But yet we would say, they waiting on Jesus. They have a different salvation we have. Listen, the Bible said, Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. See, this is why the apostle Paul went through what he went through. Paul says that, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, Romans 1:16. It's the power of God on the salvation. Watch this, when I say something, put it on the screen. Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God and the salvation. The gospel of Christ is what we preach here. Christ's death, burial, and resurrection to be saved. It's the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believes. Watch the last part of that verse. Who is he talking to? Come on, talk to me. Who is he talking to? He's talking to what people? Jews and Gentiles. It's right in your Bible. But you got people today who tell you they're Christians, stand in the face of churches and say we Christians, but they can't love. Not all men. If the word Christian mean Christ-like. The word Christian mean Christ lives right here. Christian mean I have Christ's life in me. Another person lives in this body, not me. That's what I'm telling you. See, that's hard for somebody to believe. But you say you are the body of Christ. Well, you're the body of Christ. You ain't in the house. You are the house of God. My Bible told me in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? God lives in you and you are not your own. See, we hear that, but we don't want to be that. This is the life you have to live, and it's not you going to live it. It's Christ who's going to live it in you. Amen. But you still want to be running the house. And that's not going to happen. Because the first thing God did when he came into you is change your nature. I love God. And the only somebody could get a nature change would be us. A dog can't change his nature. No animal can change their nature. But when God came into this house, he gave you a new nature, and it ain't yours. It ain't Adam. The first thing he did, he gave you a new identity. And that new identity is Christ. It sure ain't you. So with that in mind, we're going to mortify the deeds of the flesh, so we want to get my minister to here to pull my coffin back over. Because God showed me that he's going to expose people who don't believe in Christ's death, burial, and resurrection to be saved. Because if you believe in Christ, death, burial, and resurrection to be saved, you're going to mortify the deeds of your body. God, you are praying to God. You are praying to God to make you more like Christ if you stay alive. You will never be more like Christ until you are out of the way. As a matter of fact, you was the problem in the beginning. Adam. Got to tell people that so they think I'm talking to them personally. And but two people this Bible is about is whether you in Adam or whether you in Christ. When God says sinners, he's talking about Adam. One man got us in the sin, one man got us out of it. But when man was born in this world, the whole Old Testament, he was born in sin. That's Psalm 51. I'm not going there. Look at it later. He said, you're born in sin, shaped in iniquity. In sin did my mother conceive me. That's Old Testament. New Testament, you was born in Christ without sin. You was the righteousness of God. I don't know why people can't receive it. See, we still want the old covenant. That's why most people will talk about Israel. Oh, we supposed to be here 8 or 70 years and out. Man, you reading in the old covenant of Psalms. 70 years. That's not. The new covenant is not even 120. The new covenant is eternal life. But people just being taught wrong. But you got to renew your mind. It takes a person of humility to say they were wrong. You can't do it if you're not humble. Even the Almighty God came here and says, the covenant that I gave you in the Old Testament, watch this, I found fault. Now, it takes a big God to say he found fault in his own covenant. Now, what's nothing wrong with the Old Covenant? Old Covenant is holy and just, but the people couldn't keep it. So for God to give you a new covenant, find that for me, wife. He said, I found fault with the old. That's why I gave you a new covenant. Now it takes a, see, God humbled himself as a man. Took upon himself the form of a man and humbled himself. See, that's what happened when you got Christ in you. If Christ in you, you can humble yourself. If Christ is not in you, you cannot humble yourself and you cannot love everybody. It takes God in you to do that. Only God can love everybody. Hallelujah. I give you a part of it. Hallelujah. I'm trying to keep my posture up here. Somebody say amen. Amen. All right. Now, where are we right now? Huh? All right. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1. Oh, 7 and 8. And we also could do verse 12 while we're there. Because I'm going to show you what God says. He said, I remember your sins no more. I'm going to show you something. This is what, while I got this here, let me tell them while I got there. Hold on to what you just told me. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians 6. See, I'm going to show you why so many people can't change. Because religion won't let you. Religion always going to do one thing, and that's the man. You got to come on the grace before you get supply. That's why in a religion, you're only going to be the man. Romans chapter 6, I'm saying 1 Corinthians. Romans chapter 6. See, under the law only the man. That's why when you go to some churches, they tell you what you got to do. And if you don't do this, you can't get this. Some religious churches. There are some churches, like I told you this morning, and I named this because that's their name. But outside our door, it said Pentecostal. The word Pentecostal means I believe in the 50th day. I'm going to talk about that next week, big time. And I ain't going no further. That's what they say. If you come here, you're going to get Pentecost. We're only going to talk about the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. Pentecost. And see, let me tell you, I haven't been in a teaching like that, but a lot of people have. And what happened, if you come to a church like this under grace, you going further than Pentecost. See, you got to understand when it said going further. The book of Leviticus, I'm going to talk about next week. In the 23rd chapter, you have Pentecost is number 4. See, you got to be able to know Leviticus is going to start off with Passover. That's why, look at your calendar. This country do not recognize Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. See, that's why most people minds that. But in God's book, Pentecost came after. Passover was the 14th of April. Not the 29th of March. See, you got to tell people, because you go look at your calendar, it's Passover. No, it ain't. It's the world do not want you to know Passover, because they would have put on your calendar. Some people put on their calendar, but some people ain't going to put them on calendar. The 29th of this month is Easter. On a calendar of Hebrews, The calendar is the 14th. Easter is always on the 14th of April. I don't care what your calendar say. And then the day will be Palm Sunday. In America, the day is Palm Sunday. Well, on a Hebrew calendar, Palm Sunday is the 7th of April. Palm Sunday always come before Easter. Palm Sunday is the day that Christ came into Jerusalem riding on an ass colt. And they was putting down things in front of him singing Hosanna like we did today. So that's why we in the church, we sang Hosanna in March. When Hosanna should be sang on the 7th of April. And then on the 15th is Passover. Now all of these is who Christ is. See, Christ is our Passover. That's why we don't celebrate Passover. If you go to Israel, they still going to celebrate Passover. They still going to have animal sacrifice. They going to kill the Passover. You don't have to take my word. Google. You got a Google? You scared of your Google? As a matter of fact, if you want to go to television and watch it, you could watch the absolute the ceremony. Well, they're going to kill the Passover on the 14th of April. Then on the 15th, the very next day, they're going to have unleavened bread. That's why Christ came and told the Jews, I am your Passover. Then he, after that, now that's 1 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse 7 and 8. He told them, I'm your Passover. And yet people.
Thank you for listening to the Door of Faith Ministries podcast. I hope this message was a blessing to you, and we look forward to seeing you on the next episode. If you're listening on iTunes, be sure to give us a 5-star rating. Also, be sure to find us online at www.mydooroffaith.org. That's www.mydooroffaith.org.